What is up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the SueCast. Still sticking to the Wednesday morning uploads for you guys. And today, in this episode, I really wanted to just go ahead and talk about everything about ISF Romania leading up to it, because I am flying out here in a couple days. So I wanted to go ahead and share some information about this with you guys and just kind of talk about it, because it's great, man. Esports is now leading me to another part of the world in Romania. So let's get to it. So I want to start this off by basically just talking about, man, this is a, when I think about it, and when I finally, you know, got to be invited to Romania for the ISF World Championship, this is just like a dream taking shape. And something that I talk about quite a bit on the podcast here is, you know, obviously having goals and being aware and being able to celebrate those when you achieve them. And this is out of the realm of what I thought would happen to me. So, you know, at this point, I guess like 2 years into my casting career, I never would have thought that I'd be traveling again to a different part of the world so far, I should say. You know, yes, I did go to Las Vegas, but, you know, I'm kind of from the US. So that was almost like, oh, you know, I'll end up there maybe eventually. And thankfully, with the blessing that I did. So, you know, first and foremost, some of you guys listening to this might be wondering, what is ISF, the World Championship? So ISF is the International Esports Federation, and they do a mixture of things, right? They're involved in quite a bit, but obviously their focus here is esports. You know, they're the federation for it. And over the past year, they've been holding regional qualifiers that led up to certain qualifier parts of the world. Just like, again, when I went to Riyadh to cast for ISF, that was the Asian championships, right? And so whoever qualifies from there then goes on to where Romania is, and this is the world championship. So this isn't just covering MLBB, which I'll be taking part as a caster for. This includes, I think it is 6 game titles. And so that is MLBB, Counter-Strike, there's male and female, PUBG, Dota 2, Tekken 7, and I'm not sure if there's one more or that it's because they split the titles of CSGO for male and female. But essentially it's a big, you know, it's a big event. There's 120 countries, I believe, that are participating, or something around that number. For MLBB, I think 16 countries are competing in it. So, you know, a lot of people that are exposed to this when we talk about MLBB and World Championships is like the M Series from, you know, the official World Series from Moonton, right? Which we have coming up later this year, of course, in the Philippines. So this one is another, in essence, is like that. Obviously, it's a much less prize pool in comparison, but it's still amazing that there's something like this, you know, that there's still tournaments being put together like this, especially from other organizations, other entities, you know, and they're putting something this big on. Like, it's just seeing the kind of marketing building up to this, to Romania, looks amazing, you know. And for me, I'm super excited because I've never, well, number one, I've never been there. You know, I've never been in that part of the world. And I'm just excited to be able to go and be there, you know what I mean? Like, take part in something this big, because not only is, you know, in the World Championship, there's other things going on as well, which really resonate with me. Comic-Con's apparently going on. There's also like a fitness/gamer thing going on, and I think it's a multi-day workshop type thing. They have workshops from NASF, which is NASF. We met them in Las Vegas. They really work on the educational and the tie-in between education and esports. And there's also just like other talk shows and stuff going on. So it's going to be a full kind of like event, like multiple things going on. And that's why I don't vlog much, guys, really, because, you know, it's very time consuming to vlog and then to edit everything. And when you're also there to work, I'm really hyper focused on work. But I do plan to vlog some of this so you guys can see it, because it's just going to be quite the experience, right? So for me, again, a lot of people might be wondering, like, how did I get chosen for this? How did I end up getting this opportunity? And the funny thing about esports is sometimes opportunities just come knocking on your door. And so there are some that we can take, and there's some that we can't, and there's some that we maybe ignore. And this was one of those cases, right? I had someone reach out to me for the Riyadh event, went out to that, did my best there. And luckily, some of the people organizing the championship in Romania were there, and we got to meet them. And, you know, they got our contact details. And that's kind of how things fell into place. And luckily, it just kind of fits within the schedule all before MPL Season 12 starts, right? So to me, it's a really big honor to be able to go do that. And just a milestone, I guess you could say, for my esports career and also just in life, because I never would have thought about the day when I, especially when I started 2 years ago, that I would be, you know, flying out to Romania, everything covered, you know, plus being paid to be there to go cast a game like Mobile Legends Bang Bang. Like, that to me is just mind blowing still. And it's something that I love doing. Right. So it doesn't even sometimes feel like work. Obviously, there's prep and everything. And that's what we're going to go to next. Like, there's that, like, the idea of doing that is amazing. And I think from the outside, that's really like what you see is like these casters from other titles traveling here and traveling there. And it is amazing. It's a huge opportunity and it's a blast. But there's a ton of preparation that goes into it before the actual event. Right. So this is my whole preparation for this has been quite extensive. It's been over the course of the last month, really. And when I first got word that I might be picked to go to Romania, I started right away. And this pretty much starts with, you know, familiarizing myself with all the teams that qualified, looking back at their qualifying games, looking back at the online streams, whether they were in English or not, you know, and just kind of researching and really trying to learn about the team compositions, the metas they're playing with, their regional metas, the player names. Are those the players that will be playing in ISF Romania? You know, because those could change as well. And it's quite a bit of preparation for something this big. It's the same thing even when I did, like, for example, MSC or the M4s here, you know, M4. Like, the amount of preparation that goes into events like this, and this is not just for MLBB, this is for any, you know, any title, obviously. Like, there's an extensive amount of work and preparation that goes into it. And, you know, a lot of the times it's just me, like, every day, kind of my routine would be like every day, wake up, you know, have my coffee, sit down for an hour or two and just kind of work team by team, you know, and kind of prepare around that and really just kind of get some, at least a foundation, because not all these teams, not all these qualifying players have a bunch of information to look up on. You know, there's obviously some that have a ton and there's some that just have very little, if not any, you know? And so I would just spend about an hour or two a day really kind of preparing on a team or two, building up that, watching their gameplay and kind of going from there. You know, aside from that is the actual preparation of just traveling. Aside from preparing for the game and everything like that, the event for MLBB, it's like, how do you prepare in life, because so many other things are going on? And this is why I think it's so important to have like time management skills, and also just to be an organized person. Being organized, I would say this, I'm more organized in some parts of my life than I am in others. But typically when it comes to work and you know, my craft really is where I am the most organized. You know, and so part of this is just really trying to organize everything before the actual flight out. And so since that's in a couple of days, or by the time you guys hear this, you know, either it's a day before or I'm already flying. But because I have so many things going on in life, aside from, you know, preparing for this, you've got obviously a business to run. I'm preparing my second business, which I'll talk about more in a future episode. And I, you know, even the narration channel, right? Narration channel, preparing narrations for that ahead of time. And the fourth one, voiceovers, like the voiceover stuff that I do. And I'm working still with a handful of clients. I think I'm working up to like, I think now it's like 10 clients still, you know, that are on different time zones and juggling what they're sending me to do and record, and, you know, making sure that I have the equipment also to go with me to Romania so that I can still actually do voiceovers in the hotel room if I can, if my schedule permits, and still handle that. You know, it sounds like a lot. It really does. It sounds like a lot. And some people might hear that and be like, damn, how do you not get burnt out? Well, again, the best way to not get burnt out is to be organized, to have a plan for how I handle all that stuff. And also, like, the gym, obviously. The gym is my big de-stressor. So that is a key component in kind of managing all this emotion, really, is being able to go work out regularly. So, and that's why I always say, like, fitness is a huge part of my success, and I think a lot of people's success, because it really just kind of allows you to get in the habit of something. And then, you know, fitness, what you learn in basically fitness and however you approach fitness, it spills over to the other parts of your life, right? Especially in career and your daily life here. So, you know, those are just a couple things that I've basically been doing to prepare for this trip. And again, it's quite a long trip, man. It's like, one good thing is I'm a U.S. passport holder. I'm a dual citizen, so I didn't have to worry about visas going over to Romania. And I, you know, that's something that, like, I'm super thankful for, obviously, because I know that not everybody has that, you know, that option to be a dual citizen or to have a different passport. And I know the stories about Philippine passport holders trying to get visas. Like, you know, it sucks to hear how even some of these players, these amazing players, don't get to go to some of these events and represent the Philippines because their visas get declined, you know. So just kind of preparing for that journey. It's going to be about, I think our longest flight's like 12 and a half hours. And then we have a connecting flight. And then I think we have a drive. All in all, we'll be traveling for about like 20 plus hours, you know, and that's typical. Even when I went to the US, that was typical. It's quite a long travel time, right? So leading into that, though, when we finally get there, it's kind of like I'm just sitting here imagining Romania, because I've never been there. And immediately I think of like Dracula and like castles and stuff. But I know the architecture is quite amazing there, culture-wise and stuff. I think it's just going to be, you know, figuring it out as we go and really kind of trying to immerse ourselves in the culture for the, I think it's like 11 or 12 days that we're there. We're almost there for 2 weeks, right? So I just can't wait. I don't have many expectations other than the fact that I think it's just going to be amazing, right? So that's one thing. And secondly, I want to see just how immersive, if that's the right word, the gaming community will be there. Because again, this is an event that has a ton of titles. It's expected to have thousands of people, if not 100,000 plus people, in attending, you know, over the course of the event. And it's going to be huge scale. I mean, we saw a glimpse of this when it was in Bali last year, if I remember right. And I haven't looked at the numbers for that, but I'm sure it was amazing. If I remember right, though, the grand finals, I think for MLBB, maybe had around 60,000 viewers or something like that. That's still a ton, right? That's still a huge amount. Actually, I'm going to look it up right now. Okay, yeah, for the I was wrong. They had 671,000 viewers for last year's grand final, and that was Indonesia versus Philippines, where Indonesia swept the Philippines. And, you know, it was amazing, right? It was nearly 2 million watch hours. So it's quite the big event. And I also just want to also enjoy as a spectator the other game titles going on, meet some of these other amazing casters and hosts from around the world and really kind of just soak it up, you know? And I feel like that's from a work caster standpoint, that's how I look at these events, is like, what can I learn from this experience and what can I soak up from the people around me? Because there's always going to be people around you that are better than you or have more experience than you. And there's always something to take away from that and learn. And it really depends on how you approach those, you know, those situations, those opportunities to get to talk to people. And that's why I always take part in, you know, I do like my alone time, especially after a long day of work. But if you can mingle and if you can, you know, get to know some of these people and, you know, without intruding, of course, get to know their stories and get to know their experiences and what can, and how can you share, you know, this information and these experiences and grow from that. I think these are great opportunities for that. And also, again, just to see really what kind of community is there for MLBB. You know, it, obviously it's not as big as it is in Asia, right? But who knows? And like, who knows who's really into it technically there in Romania? And, you know, of course, there's going to be a ton of eyes online watching MLBB. So that's something that just kind of pops in my mind. Like, what is it going to be like there? Are more people in Romania into like the PC titles, you know, like CSGO and stuff like that? Because typically, right, Western countries and Western parts of the world are really into, you know, CSGO, of course, like League of Legends and other stuff like that, right? So I can't wait to see how that is kind of unfolds throughout the days there. The great thing too is when we go there, we don't have to work right away. I think we get there and we have like 3 days maybe of like just enjoying the event and being spectators. I think that's a huge upper hand this with this thing is, pretty much the fact that we get downtime and we get to just enjoy, you know, the event itself and kind of get a lay of the grounds before we have to go and work, right? The actual workload that we have too is extensive. It is, going to be quite a bit of work from a day-to-day basis. But like I said, if you love what you do, does it really feel like work? You know, maybe some of the times, but majority of the time, you just love what you do. It's really easy to, you know, work these long days. So that is wrapping this up, I guess, you know, leading into Romania. The reason why I wanted to do a podcast episode too is because I will be vlogging and I wanted to just kind of explain exactly what this trip is, what Romania is, because I know I have listeners also from other parts of the world that aren't here in Asia and fully immersed in MLBB or the MPL or anything like that, you know. And I've had people ask me, like, why are you going to Romania? Like, what are you doing there? Especially people from the US. So this is kind of an explanation and kind of a basically a TLDR of, you know, what it is and what I'll be doing there. And of course, you guys can also be watching. You can also look out for the vlogs, which I'll be putting out. I'll probably put out like 2 or 3 vlogs of the entire trip and hopefully have time to edit them and get them out. There probably won't be too much editing. But, and then if I can, I'll probably try to do like 1 or 2 streams as well out there, just like a just chatting stream or something. So that is going to wrap this episode up. Thank you guys so much. I still have some packing and some finalizing to do for other things before I have to get ready to go. So hope you guys enjoy this episode, and on your days ahead of you, please do take care. Focus on what you need to focus on. Hope you have great days, nights, afternoons, whatever it be. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.